and welcome along to the William Hill Darts Podcast. We're down to the quarterfinals of this year's World Match Play in Blackpool, and joining me on the line to look ahead to the action is former Sky Sports commentator John Gwynn. How are you, John?
I'm very well, thank you, Mark. Yes.
Good. It's warming up now, isn't it, John? It's been a cracking second round and onto the quarters. It's getting good, isn't it?
Yes, it's just like the weather, isn't it? We're having one of the most beautiful spells imaginable, and the darts is matching it. So that's Blackpool all the way.
Yes, a bit of sunshine, bit of beach at Blackpool and a bit of darts. It's all good stuff. We must start with the outright betting, John, because it has all changed on the back of the second round. And we have a new favourite in the shape of Phil Taylor. I suppose it was only a matter of time before he shortened in the betting from that 3-1 price. He's now 15-8 market leader following his, a demolition of Michael Smith. I mean, he hit a 9-darter in there, 3-1-2-6 checkouts as well. And no matter how well Michael Smith played on that occasion, he just wasn't going to get near Taylor in that form, was he?
That's right, and Phil Taylor was imperious in that game, no question about it. The 9-dart was absolutely brilliant. He might easily got another perhaps, and even Smith himself played well, as you say, had 6 perfect darts, couldn't follow it up. But by then, anyway, the game had gone from him. But he'll have his day, Michael Smith, and he'll learn a lot from that. But the idea that Phil Taylor should be second favourite is rightly dispelled, not only because of his current form, but the value was there, and I suggested at the outset that 3-1 represented better value than the, I think, 2-1 you were offering for Michael van Gerwen, and others have recognised that. And the other consideration is you have to look at the draw for the quarterfinals, and with all due respect to Phil Taylor's opponent, Wes Newton, Phil Taylor is the most likely player to be featuring in the semis based on that draw.
Yeah, Michael van Gerwen is still 2-1, so his price hasn't changed. It's just the support in favour of Phil Taylor. Van Gerwen, he won fairly comfortably in the end, but he didn't seem too happy with it, did he?
No, but van Gerwen will switch on when he really has to switch on. His fans have no reason to be concerned in any way. He's winning his games, and cometh the hour, cometh the man with Michael van Gerwen. So it's still touch and go as to whether Taylor or van Gerwen, if nobody else sneaks in, wins this tournament. But the value has been with Taylor, and so far I think those of us who sided with him have been justified.
Yeah, okay, so 15-8 Taylor, 2-1 Michael van Gerwen. It's 11-2 for Adrian Lewis, 9-1 Gary Anderson and James Wade, 14s for Simon Whitlock, Dave Chisnell is 25s and 50-1 for Wes Newton. If you were to have a bet on the outright market now, John, how would you play it?
Well, I've got my each way bet on Adrian Lewis, so should Lewis and Taylor meet in the semi, I've got a very, I'm guaranteed probably some sort of payback. Because I've already backed Taylor to win it at 3-1, Lewis each way at 10-1. And at the moment, I'm happy to stick to that. I don't have to go side betting with anybody else because my money's still running and I can wait until the final, depending on the outcome, obviously, of games before then. I might have to wait to the final before I do any hedging. But I'd still stick with Taylor at the moment.
Okay, sticking with Taylor at the moment then. Let's get stuck into the quarterfinals. They take place on Thursday and Friday, and we kick off Thursday evening's action with James Wade against Simon Whitlock. James Wade has reached the quarterfinals for the 9th straight year after making light work of beating Richie Burnett 13-2 in the second round. Simon Whitlock came from 4-0 down against Barney. A bit of a bizarre game as well, because Barney changed his darts before the match, then changed them back halfway through. Simon Whitlock ended up winning 13-8 in the end. James Wade 4-7. Whitlock 11-8. How do you see this going, John?
Well, I see it being very, very close. But before I go on to this match more fully, I've got to say how disappointed I was with Raymond van Barneveld.
Yeah.
And I've seen messages on social media and people saying, you know, he's so moody. Raymond is either a sunny day or a very rainy day, and rarely is he somewhere in between. And it bemuses me as to how he allows himself to get into these sort of states of mind. But that's the way he is. That's the way he always has been, and that's the way he'll continue to be. I remember particularly a magnificent game between him and Phil Taylor in the Desert Classic in Vegas back in 2009, I think it was. And it was a brilliant game. Taylor got two legs clear. Barney started head shaking, started throwing his darts loosely. And we all said, what on earth is he doing? As it turns out, he got back into the match and might have won it. And so you've always got to play every leg as though your life depends on it and win whatever leg. And nobody is more aware of that than Simon Whitlock. I think I recited that game where he played Andy Hamilton a few years ago, was leading 15-7, wanting one to win, and Hamilton nearly beat him. You have to play, as Hamilton did on that night, as though every single leg was absolutely vital. And, of course, it can become so as you inch edge nearer. I would say Whitlock and Wade. Whitlock was excellent, and he has been for, you know, a month, 2 months now. Wade as well. They've both hit form at exactly the same time after having had a dip and a discernible dip. And that makes it really, really difficult. They are stable mates, as indeed were Whitlock and Barneveld. And they know each other so, so well. It's going to be a compelling game. Mark, I am really reluctant to come down on the side of either player, which prompts me to go for have a bet on any other score in the hope that it really does go the distance and they go beyond. It's best of 31 now, I think I'm right in saying, yes, and that they go beyond the point where it's 15 apiece.
Okay, so James Wade by any other score is 10-1. Simon Whitlock, any other score is 11-1. So John fancying it to go the distance. Could be a cracker, that one, to start off Thursday evening. The second match will be just as good, hopefully, because it's Michael van Gerwen against Dave Chisnell. Michael van Gerwen through to the quarterfinals for a third successive year after a 13-4 win over Ian White. He said that he wasn't necessarily happy because he wants to punish people and he wants to absolutely drive home the fact that he's winning, and he didn't get the chance to do that despite winning fairly comfortably. Dave Chisnell beat Andy Hamilton 13-10 in a pretty tight match as well, a bit of a battle, that one. Van Gerwen is 2-9, Dave Chisnell is 100-30, and we've seen some cracking matches between these two in the past, John. It should be another good game, shouldn't it?
Yes, it should be. And I think I'm right in saying, Mark, that it was one of the correct scores that I actually got right in that round. Chisnell to beat Hamilton 13-10. It's always nice to get one right, you know, once a week. And Dave Chisnell held himself together. Andy Hamilton's a determined character. Chisnell against van Gerwen is most definitely the match of the night, and that's not being disrespectful to Whitlock and Wade, but it's full of charisma, full of whiz-bang wallop, quick darts, and I would suggest that you sit down and really enjoy it. The score, well, I think van Gerwen will be first to reach 16 legs. It's a question of how many can Chisnell get. Is he going to really compete all the way? Will he start to snatch his darts when it gets to crunch time in the game or crunch time in an important leg? And these questions are always worth asking. That's something you won't see with van Gerwen, as he tends to play the same, whatever. You will see occasionally a smirk on his face. You will see occasionally a grunt, or the hint of one, should I say. He will pull his face if he's disappointed with a shot, but he gets on with his game. And his next throw is always the most important one. And I like these two players. I think they'll give us a really good game. But I've got to side with van Gerwen in the end, 16 legs to 11.
Okay, 16 legs to 11 in favour of Michael van Gerwen, 9-1 on the website at the moment. Moving on to Friday evening's action and the other two quarterfinals, and we kick off proceedings with Gary Anderson against Adrian Lewis. Gary Anderson beat Stephen Bunting 13-8. He averaged over 104 and hit 10-180s in that. Gary Anderson very much a man in form in Blackpool. Adrian Lewis beat Mervyn King 13-8. Clinical on the doubles, hit 45% of his doubles on the night. Not quite the 10-0 whitewash that we saw on the first round, but still in good form, Adrian Lewis. It's 11-10 for Gary Anderson and 8-11 for Adrian Lewis. How do you see this one going, John?
Well, again, we've got a wonderful, wonderful game in prospect. Two of the in-form players again. That's why they're now coming towards the final stages of this competition, still in it, offering good averages, good darts, and they're entertaining at the same time. And of course they know each other well. We all remember that famous World Championship back, was it, in 2011. We had the nine darter, and these two are two of the game's great entertainers. I don't know. If Gary Anderson turns up again as he did the other night and puts in that kind of performance, 104, Lewis may well find himself really tested. But I did say before Lewis's last game that he does have that extra gear that sometimes he can drive into. He can suddenly produce 2-3 11 darters, a 12 darter. Mind you, so too can Anderson, but he's less likely to. I think with Anderson, you're more likely to see steady 14, 15, the odd 11 or the odd 12. With Lewis, there's a chance of 3 11s on the trot. I've got to stick with Lewis. I backed him at the outset each way. I've got to stick with him. But it wouldn't be the biggest shock in the world if Anderson, who's throwing wonderfully well, beat him. I keep writing him off, don't I? I keep backing the other guy, and Anderson keeps proving me wrong. And, well, I'd be happy for him if he proves me wrong here. But I've got to go with Lewis. And I'll go, it's close game, I'll go 16-13.
OK, 16-13 in the favour of Adrian Lewis there then. And the final match of the quarters is Phil Taylor against Wes Newton. Phil Taylor, we know what he did. He hit a nine-darter against Michael Smith at 3-1-2-6 finishes, an average of 105.64, and hit over half of his darts at a double as well. Fantastic form, Phil Taylor. We know he loves it at Blackpool as well. He takes on Wes Newton, who came from 5-0 down to complete a remarkable comeback for the second game running. He's becoming a bit of a comeback king in this year's World Match Play. Nicholson had five match darts, but Newton ended up winning 15-13. Taylor is 1-20 to win the match. Wes Newton 9-1. Can you see past Taylor here?
No, that's the simple answer. I've known Wes Newton since he was a teenager. He played in the Lancashire team way back in the 80s, late 80s, early 90s, and he's really. I'm very proud of his achievements, but he's fought back in one sense, but he's also been given the games in another. Ronnie Baxter blew it, had every chance, no excuses, and so too Paul Nicholson. And it's all very well saying, well, the crowd were booing him, and I see on social media, and they're quite right, they shouldn't be booing a player while he's throwing. I agree, that they're absolutely right, but I don't think Paul Nicholson can use that, if indeed he is using that as an excuse. You can only blame yourself when you're in that sort of command and you fail to capitalise. And I'm not going to be one of these who says, oh, take nothing away from Wes Newton. Wes Newton's got to be honest and stand up and say, twice I've been let off the hook and I shouldn't really be in the quarterfinals. He is. He plays Phil Taylor, and rest assured, there'll be no letting off the hook this time. And Wes really has to up the ante, even in my view, to seriously compete. It's Taylor for me by 16-6.
Okay, 16-6 then in favour of Phil Taylor. I just want to get one more thought from you about Phil Taylor, John. For the first time in a while, he seems pretty confident and pretty happy with himself. He says he's happy with his equipment now. Is Phil Taylor in a better place than we've seen for a long time?
Well, for a year. He was like this at Blackpool last year. He beat Adrian Lewis in a brilliant final. And my final words on Sky Sports were, Taylor's hit the double top or something like that. And he's won the title yet again. So it's exactly a year it's come round. Blackpool, he loves it. I think the other thing that I need to say, again, you get these so-called experts on social media who say, told you so, Phil Taylor's not finished. I've not heard anybody say he has finished. I've not heard a single person in the last 4 years or longer say Phil Taylor is finished. Other than perhaps somebody in bar talk, but certainly in the media, I've never heard it. What I have heard is, might this be the beginning of the decline? Might Phil Taylor, might his powers now be waning? And that's a legitimate question to ask when a fella like him is struggling. It's asked of all great sportsmen, golfers, tennis players, snooker players, you name any individual sport and you get it, or great players in team sport, great cricketers, great footballers, great rugby players have to acknowledge that their day will come, there's a decline, and sometimes they recognise it. Yes, I think Phil Taylor's career has been in decline, but it's by such a high standard that he starts from, such a high mark that he starts from, that he's still a brilliant player and probably still the best in the world. But he finds it harder and harder to win as many tournaments as he used to. And if that's not an evidence of decline, I don't know what is. But he is still a brilliant, fantastic player, and I tipped him to win this event because he loves this event. He likes playing darts in the summer, and that's my view on this matter. I've never yet heard a colleague from the press or the broadcast media say Phil Taylor's finished.
Yeah, certainly not done yet anyway.
No.
Thank you very much, John. Pleasure to speak to you again. Good luck with your quarterfinal predictions, and we'll look forward to speaking to you again ahead of the semis.
Okay, mate.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.